Good afternoon, or good morning, as the case may be. This is Sherman Rosenfeld. I'm recording this talk in Israel, and my trusted friend Ted will present this with the slides. I'm a science educator. I've been in Israel since 1982 with my family, and I'd like to present a program that we have run in Israel for the last 10 years that I think you'll find very interesting. We call it Middle School Students Can Make a Difference, Designing Inventions for People with Special Needs. And the outline of my presentation is to first give you rationale and background, then program goals, talk about the program implementation, program outcomes, and contributions to technology education. The rationale and background came out of a report in 1993 in Israel that was set up to revamp all of science and technology education from kindergarten through 12th grade. And one of the recommendations was that science and technology should be part of the general education needed today and will be required even more in the future by any person capable of contributing to society. So we took this recommendation, and one of the things we did with it was we created this program. Now, the home for this program was in the Science, Technology, and Art Centers, the STA centers in Israel. There are about 80 of them in Israel. Their purpose is to integrate science and technology for middle school students, along with art forms such as music, dancing, and the fine arts, and to serve the general community. Each STA center is well-staffed and well-equipped with advanced laboratories, art workshops, and a large auditorium and a mini-museum lobby. So there are about 80 in Israel, and we decided to put this competition together. So who is it for? It was really for middle school science and technology students, their teachers, project advisors, and people with special needs. It was a student design competition in what's known as assistive technologies, and you'll see examples of this later on. As I said, it was in the STA centers. About 35 participate every year. It's a volunteer program, and it's either part of the formal science and technology curriculum or it's an after-school program. So, what are the goals? Well, the main goal is to bring middle school students closer to the world of people with special needs. We also wanted to promote student development of basic design technology skills. We wanted to promote student learning about basic scientific concepts and principles. And we wanted to develop the capacity of these STA centers to offer ongoing support to develop the culture of technology innovation, not only for this program, but for others as well. So the implementation took a number of steps. The first step was to introduce the program to the students. Each director of the STA Center invited speakers to come in and talk about people with special needs. There were people from advocacy organizations, and there were also lessons on the design process that were part of the science and technology lessons. And then we asked the students to locate individuals or groups of people with special needs. And what they had to do was to talk with these people and identify the needs that these people wanted to have met. And then they developed gadgets, devices, etc., as you'll see, to meet these needs. And then they gave them these projects. The competition took place at various stages. There were competitions at the level of each STA center, and these were big community affairs, community events, where parents and teachers and community figures came. And then the three top designs or products from each of these centers came to a national competition. And there you see in the picture a panel of judges and the kids that are presenting their project. So there are local competitions and then the judging days on the national level. And we gave prizes not just to student design teams but also to the STA centers themselves, because we wanted to develop the capacity of each center to promote this kind of work. And each student that participated received a certificate. As we told the students, prizes weren't the most important thing. It was really the feeling of accomplishment and doing something meaningful. But of course, prizes help. Internal and external prizes. So the evaluation criteria that we used for the student projects were first that they had to adapt to the stated need, the need that was stated by the person with a special need. They had to be on a high technological level, a high creative level. They had to be useful, and they had to have some aesthetic level as well. Those were the five criteria. And for the STA centers, we were looking at the quality of educational support programs for the student design teams. The program outcomes, first of all, there was a lot of student and teacher participation and enthusiastic participation of the various STA centers. There you see in the picture the hall where one of the award ceremonies took place. There was a tremendous amount of development of creativity and inventiveness. You can see on the right-hand side an example of an outdoor Sudoku game for the blind. There was also a device to help a person with shaky hands to eat a pita and falafel sandwich. Someone developed an aid for women with shaky hands to apply lipstick. There was a device for a person in a wheelchair to walk a dog. Think about that. That's not easy. Playing board games such as backgammon and chess without the use of hands. Hands are immobile. A phone with GPS, which could be activated by a guide dog for an epileptic patient who took his dog for a walk. And you can see here in the next slide, on the left upper top, is a device for applying lipstick for a person who has shaky hands. Off to the right top, someone to play a game using a head contraption connected to playing pieces. Off to the left bottom, there's device for a dog and an epileptic patient. When the patient falls on his phone, it activates a certain number, and there's a GPS that helps the team that arrives to come to that particular spot. And off to the right is a contraption that can stop the gas, shuts down the gas of a gas stove in the house of a person with a special needs. Now, there was a lot of sensitivity that people developed, kids developed. We asked the question, what was the most important thing you learned in the competition? And here are some of the answers. The handicapped people aren't so different from us. Even if they need special devices to help them, they aren't so different from us. Or, I learned that it's important to invest your time to help others that weren't blessed like you, and that the act of giving provides great satisfaction and pride. What a lesson. Or we learned that there are people who can't do things the common way, but that there are products which can help them. So these people really, these kids, really felt useful and felt the joy of giving of their talents. They also developed design skills. You need teamwork along with creative and technological thinking in order to invent a product that fits perfectly to a disabled person. We learned how to determine the design criteria for prototypes for a certain target group and what's the simplest way to determine which of these prototypes is the best. I learned that in order to invent a device, you have to think of the need, and then it's possible to invent things that even scientists don't think about. We also developed the culture of the STA centers, as I mentioned. And so I will kind of skip over this contributions to technology education because that's not the focus of this futures contest. But we did see that the students did advance their ability to design products. There were a number of pedagogical dilemmas that arose, and we deal with these every year. How to support students in the design process, what habits of mind underline design invention and good teamwork, how can these habits be nurtured, how to develop intrinsic motivation in a competition with external motivation, and what kinds of professional development can prepare teachers to engage their students in technology. So these are questions that are with us all the time. So to conclude, I would say that the I Can Do It competition is an educational program in which students help the disabled do common things in uncommon ways, effective in motivating students to develop design skills, and really it's a catalyst for empowering middle school students to make a real difference in the world. And as George Washington Carver said, when you can do the common things in life in an uncommon way, you will command the attention of the world. And these kids, in my view, in our view, have really commanded our attention and the attention of many, many other people. The last slide, you'll see thank you that we have to the participating teachers, the STA Center directors, and Milbat, which is an organization we've worked very closely with assistive technologies. You see the picture of all of us there, the judges of the competition, and I'd be glad to hear from any of you. There's my email down below. So thanks, and have a wonderful rest of the conference. I'll hear from Ted to get his response about how you like this. Write to me, too, if you like. Take care.